More talk about E15 and the importance of our ethanol products. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNHX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update being brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. U.S. Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska has been pushing hard as she's introduced a number of times a bill for clean energy, which includes E15 ethanol.
Well, right now we have a patchwork of regulations for E15, and we want to be able to have a year-round sale of E15. It's not a mandate. It's an option that our gas stations can use. It's a mixture of ethanol, 15%, and it helps a number of different entities. Obviously, we look at it because it helps consumers. It's cheaper at the pump. It's a clean fuel. It helps our corn farmers. We have a huge group of stakeholders from our oil companies. You know, big oil hasn't always been a fan of E15, but they realize the benefits of it now, too. So the American Petroleum Institute, the refineries, convenience stores. We have a lot of momentum on this, and we just want to be able to get it done. I've introduced it every year for the last 11 years.
U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois is serving as a co-sponsor of this E15 bill.
Senator Duckworth is a warrior, and I'm just really, really fortunate to have her as my partner on this bill so we can get it done.
Senator Duckworth said there has been some challenges along the way.
Well, it's just been hard to get it across the finish line, and this is something that the first Trump administration worked on this. We worked on this on the Biden administration. This is something we've been working on every single year. I think we've gone to a place now where we have consensus where people, especially the oil refineries, have realized they actually sell more gas if they actually blend in more E15 because the demand goes up.
That's your WNHX Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Weinberg.